You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
Just have an interview now. I'm here with two members from the Dunedin Youth Orchestra. Could you please introduce yourself, guys?
Hello, my name is Ben Walker, and I play trombone for the Youth Orchestra.
Hey, and I'm Nicole. I play tuba for the Dunedin Youth Orchestra.
Awesome. Now, I hear you have a concert coming up. Can you tell us about it? Give us the details.
Yeah, so this Saturday at Knox Church at 3 p.m. we're playing a just a normal orchestra concert. So it's with the youth orchestra, so everyone's under like 25, I think. And yeah, we've got quite a lot array of pieces that we're playing for you.
Awesome, man. Awesome. Now, so I'm just kind of curious. Can you tell us a bit about the Dunedin Youth Orchestra, what you're all about?
Yeah, I mean, it's a really good group for youth classical musicians to join in. I think playing your instrument is one thing, but playing in a group and just having that social thing, like, it's a whole other part of playing music. So yeah, it's a really fun, casual space.
That's pretty cool. What is the process with joining? Yeah, how did you guys come about it? What was your journey?
When I came to university, because I'm not from Dunedin, I'm from Timaru, I think I found it on Facebook. And then at the start of the year, you have to send them a video of you playing. Yeah. They'll say, like, these are the pieces we wanted you to play. And then you play it for them. And then they judge everyone to make sure that they get the best. To make sure they get the best of the best.
It's
kind of intense. Yeah. But, I mean, Dunedin's pretty small, so the competition isn't too fierce.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then they say, we like you and come to our rehearsals, please.
Cool. That would have been pretty cool getting that.
It is pretty cool.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, might I add that... Yeah, they do audition you, but it's not that scary. Mostly, it's just to make sure you practice your parts before the orchestra starts.
Yeah. Cool, yeah. How often do you guys practice, and how often do you perform?
Well, we practice, it's every Friday from 6 to 8.
Cool.
So it's just 2 hours a week, and we aim for 2 concerts a year.
Cool,
usually
okay, yeah.
At the end of semester 1 and at the end of semester 2.
Cool.
As, you know, this Friday, Saturday, so.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, that's pretty exciting then. Mm. That is pretty exciting. We'll have to come. Come have a listen. That's pretty cool. Do you guys personally have any pieces that you particularly love to play, even in this upcoming concert or in general?
Oh, that's a tough question. There's so much good music out there. I quite like my piece. I'm playing a concerto, so I'm doing a trombone solo, which is quite unique.
Cool.
It's not often it happens.
Yeah.
And it's called a trombone concerto by Lonnie Grundahl. I quite like that piece, and I quite like playing it. So
that would be awesome. How are you feeling for your solo?
The nerves haven't crept in yet, so it's just kind of like, yeah, there's a big concert, but I'll be fine. But I'm sure, like, 10 minutes beforehand, the nerves is gonna hit. I'm gonna be like, ooh, what am I doing here? How did this happen?
You know? Nah, you got this.
Yeah. That's pretty cool. What is it like, you guys performing live to a big crowd?
I think in a group, it's really chill. I only really get nervous during, like, solo performances.
Mm.
So, you know, wink, wink, Ben. But,
Good luck, Ben.
Yeah, in a group, it's pretty chill. And it's, again, Dunedin Youth Orchestra in particular is really chill. It's quite casual. So being with the rest of the low brass, well, we probably talk more than we should. I'm always joking around.
Because you play the tuba, right?
Of course, low brass.
Yeah,
I was going to say, any song with low brass is going to be for me.
Yeah.
I love Dance of the Nights by Prokofiev in particular.
Cool. That is pretty cool. Dude, how do you carry around a tuba? They're massive.
It definitely keeps me fit, yeah.
Yeah, I can imagine.
You have to find a friend with a car.
That's
the key thing. Yeah.
Yes. I couldn't imagine playing like the oboe or like the double bass. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Strong arms.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
definitely.
I don't know, what is your guys' musical histories? You're both studying music
at
uni?
I'm minoring in music.
Cool.
And I'm doing a major. So
that's pretty cool. Yeah. What do you want to do with those degrees and with your experience with the orchestra? What do you want your future to look like with music?
I'm thinking I could become like a music teacher one day because, you know, we're always needing more musicians to come up through the ranks, you know, start young. Mm. And it's a really good thing to do when you're younger because it's like a group thing.
Mm.
But then, you know, so you have the fun part, social part of doing it in a group, and then you got to go home and actually have the diligence to practice your instrument. And that's just a really good skill to have, obviously.
Cool, yeah.
Yeah.
That is pretty cool.
I think I'm doing a psychology major, so my career is projected to be, well, not music-based, but, yeah, I love doing music just for the fun of it. Sometimes you do, like, pub gigs, which is always nice, and a little bit of extra pay.
Yeah.
And I'd like, I mean, if I get lucky and if I can work hard enough, then getting into more professional orchestras, if I can do it as a career, then, you know, yeah, I'll take the chances as they come.
That would be pretty awesome. Mm. Do you guys have any musical inspirations, even from your childhood? What kind of music did you grow up with that have kind of put you on this path?
Ooh. That's difficult.
Yeah.
I listen to everything.
Yeah.
Well, obviously, we're focusing on the classical orchestra today.
Yeah.
But, you know, jazz, blues, rap, metal.
Yeah.
Anything, as long as it sounds good.
Yeah.
Mm. I used to listen to a lot of like D&B and electronic dance music and all that sort of stuff. But then I'd also be like, I'd also listen to piano music. I quite like piano music.
Yeah.
I think with the piano music, that's sort of classical, and that sort of leaned me towards this direction of doing a classical trombone at the university. Mm. You know, I started my instrument because I have a twin, and my twin started playing an instrument, and I was like, ooh, that's really cool. And so basically I just copied them.
Yeah.
And, you know, and they've stopped now, and I've just kept trucking along. It's been good. I've really enjoyed it.
That is pretty cool. Now, it is New Zealand Music Month, Te Marama Puru or Aotearoa. Would you both be able to give us a recommendation of a song or an artist, a New Zealand song? That would be pretty awesome.
Yeah, for sure. It's funny you ask, because I was just today, I was waiting for like an appointment kind of thing, and on the radio it started playing Clean the House, I think it's called, by Fat Freddy's Drop. Famous New Zealand name.
Yeah.
And they just did a gig just a week ago or such.
Yeah, that's right.
So lots of exciting stuff. They're always good.
They're so good.
Mm. There's a classical composer by the name of Anthony Ritchie in New Zealand.
Just retired from the university.
Yeah. Whenever I get to play one of his pieces, it's always pretty cool. I don't have an exact one to recommend, unfortunately. But
he recently premiered that Brass Fanfare last week.
Yeah. He wrote a piece called Fanfare called Tangi Tanga. And Ko Tangi Tanga means unity.
Cool.
You know, it's sort of based on like the COVID years, you know, it was like we have to work together to make sure that everyone doesn't get sick.
For the New Zealand Symphony Orchestra.
Yeah, he wrote it for the New Zealand Symphony Orchestra.
Which is really cool.
Yeah, and then I got to play it on last Friday, which was also really cool.
Dude.
Yeah, it was
actuals.
Really cool.
Mm. That's pretty cool for a particular event or just.
Yeah, I play in another orchestra called the Dunedin Symphony Orchestra. Or the
oh,
DSO.
No way.
It's like from the Dunedin Youth Orchestra.
It's a wee bit, yeah. It's a lot. It's a lot.
That's really cool.
Yeah. The orchestra's turned 60 this year, and we're doing some big, big concerts. Damn. So the NZSO came along down to little Dunedin, and we put the two orchestras together to play a couple pieces.
Such a cool experience.
Oh, yeah. We played in the Dunedin Town Hall, and we had to, like, double the size of the stage for everyone.
That's a lot of people.
It's a lot of people. It's 120, I think, 110.
Well, 100-person choir as well.
Yeah.
What?
So, oh, okay, so...
That would have been cool to
hear. I think it was 240-plus musicians, is what I read.
So we played one of Anthony's pieces in there.
That would have been pretty... like special
really,
yeah
really
I think
cool.
he was in the audience wow. so I oh really hope God. He enjoyed hearing his own composition.
Imagine hearing your composition being played by like 120 extremely talented individuals. That would be crazy.
Certainly unique. Though I'm sure he's pretty used to it by now.
Yeah.
A lot
crazy
of stuff, more than I could remember.
Damn. How big is your guys orchestra?
60 maybe.
Pretty decent.
Around 50-60
pretty much just like a standard orchestra set up, so
And youth, youth means what in a sense? Like what?
Below 25 has been mentioned, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, different groups have different ideas what youth means. Which is, you know, So, but here it's under 25. Yeah.
Oh, cool. That's pretty cool. Do you want to give another shout out to your upcoming concert, and then we might round it off?
Yeah. No. Come to the mixtape concert by the Dunedin Youth Orchestra this Saturday, 3 p.m. at Knox Church. A variety of songs, and I'm sure you'll find something you'll
That'd
enjoy
be pretty
listening.
Pretty cool. Give us a sneak peek into a couple of the pieces you're playing.
Ooh, we're playing a piece by a composer who took drugs when he was writing the piece.
Bit of Alice in Wonderland type of stuff.
Yeah, March to the Scaffold's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I did like that one.
That's one of the pieces, and then we're playing some pieces from like ballets and stuff like that, based on ballet.
Do you know what? I grew up doing ballet.
Oh, really?
Yeah. If you can remember. I know they got tricky names sometimes.
I'm pretty sure Coppelia Suite is based on a ballet.
Oh, really?
It could be so wrong. In the Coppelia Suite, I'm playing...
Well, that is a ballet, Coppelia.
Yeah. Coppelia Suite, I'm playing the Ophelclyde part.
It's some weird, obscure instrument that no one talks about anymore.
Is it similar to a tuba? I mean,
it's like the precursor to a tuba, so like maybe in the 1900s or 1800s.
Interesting.
But you don't really find them nowadays.
Cool.
It's a really weird instrument.
Lots of stuff.
It's like if you combine a saxophone with a tuba.
It's like a middle bassoon, anyway.
Cool.
I think we're digressing.
Yeah,
wait,
definitely.
On that note, if you could learn another instrument, what would you learn or play or have?
Well, I do play a lot of instruments.
Do you? Go on. Give us a list.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, like, contemporary drums, piano, guitar, you know, classical.
Yeah.
And bass guitar, baritone, saxophone, tuba.
Anything I can get my hands on.
He has an organ at home, as you
if
do.
I could get...
How do you have an organ in your home?
It's just a little electric one.
Okay.
But if I could learn that one more properly, time on it, I would love to do that.
That's pretty cool. I actually searched up the other day what the biggest organ was. I can't actually remember because there was too many big numbers. It was after, because I graduated in the town hall in the weekend and they played the organ. Organ and it was so
congrats.
Beautiful. Thank you. But apparently I used to tour this organ, which I don't know how you can tour an organ with like the most massive
trucks, you know.
That doesn't seem like worth it. Well, I mean, they are pretty amazing though.
I mean, eventually it wasn't, which is why it's now, it's called, did you know it's called Norma?
Yes, I did see that when I showed up, which is awesome. And I love that name.
So Norma lives in the town hall now.
That's pretty cool. That is pretty cool. All right. Thank you so much, guys, for having a korero and shouting out your concert.
Thanks for having us.
You better go watch them play and Ben do his solo. Mm. You better do it, guys.
I'd appreciate it.
Easy as. Next up, we have...
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.